Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, first name Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, date of birth November 4th, 1976, date of evaluation June 29, 2023, referring physician Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 46-year-old female with history of left shoulder injury. She apparently was found to have osteoarthritis secondary to repetitive motion and strain, period. Patient reports pain in her left shoulder beginning approximately 1998, period. In 2017, she opened a claim as pain had progressively worsened, period. The patient stated that she has had ongoing pain involving the left shoulder. It is described as dull, burning, and involving the AC joint, period. It radiates to the neck, period. Pain typically is 6/10 subjectively. It is worsened with movement and increases to 8-9/10 with activity, period. The patient had been evaluated and was found to have a rotator cuff syndrome / impingement syndrome, period. She further was found to have sprained shoulder rotator cuff tear and massive rupture of the rotator cuff, period. It was felt that she would require surgery, period. The patient currently denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, period. The past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number, insomnia, next number, perimenopausal symptoms. Past surgical history, L4-5 laminectomy, next number, right shoulder decompression, next number, decompression of the right hip, next number, bilateral prostatectomy of the hips, next number, carpal tunnel release, right, next number, tubal ligation, next number, breast reduction surgery, next number, hysterectomy, next number, bladder suspension. The medications, losartan/hydrochlorothiazide, 50/12.5, one daily. Trazodone, 75 milligrams HS. Estradiol, 1 milligram, one daily. The allergies, Vioxx results in stomach cramping. Lisinopril results in cough. Family history. Father had heart disease and aunt had CAD. Father also had diabetes and CVA. A cousin died of myocardial infarction at the age of 32. Social history, she notes rare alcohol use. She reports THC use for pain management. She denies cigarette smoking, period. Review of systems, constitutional. She reports easy fatigue and further reports night sweats. Skin, she has itching. The eyes, she has impaired vision and wear glasses. Ears, she reports tinnitus. Next, she has stiffness and pain with associated decreased range of motion. Respiratory, she has asthma and dyspnea on exertion. Cardiovascular, she reports palpitations. Gastrointestinal, she has heartburn and constipation. Genitourinary, no frequency or urgency. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI. Neurologic, she has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, she has depression and insomnia. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 118/85, pulse 90, respiratory rate 16, height 65 inches, weight 243.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination, she has tenderness on adduction period, range of motion is symmetrical period. There is tenderness on palpation of the AC joint period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 75 beats per minute. Non-specific T-wave abnormality is noted, period. Slight loss of R-wave in leads V1 and V2, period. The impression, this is a 46-year-old female with history of bilateral hip impingement, status both arthroscopy, neck number cervical radiculopathy, neck number lumbar radiculopathy, status both L4, S5, laminectomy. Now, with impingement syndrome with a acromioclavicular joint arthrosis, left shoulder, impingement syndrome with a acromioclavicular joint arthrosis of the right shoulder, with status post distal clavicle resection of the right, period. The patient is now scheduled for operative treatment, period. Patient noted to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She has a borderline ECG, but no symptoms of angina, congestive heart failure, or dysrhythmia, period. She has history of hypertension, which is currently controlled on the current medication, period. Patient is felt to be optimized for her procedure, period. She is therefore cleared for same, period. Recommendation, may proceed as surgically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson. Of note, additionally, she underwent MRI on March 7, 2023. This revealed moderate AC joint degenerative changes, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.